This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country, also all across the Caribbean. Hello to all those cruise ships down there and around the world via the Internet and also streaming live online via the satellite. Now, special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Not to forget about our roughneck friends up there in Wyoming, Montana, North, South Dakota, Colorado, and the Aramco oil boys over there in Saudi Arabia. Thank you for what you do to keep the oil flowing along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And without further ado, here he is, our man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And I have to apologize. How can you possibly put up with the likes of Nancy, the lousy liar Pelosi out there in California, just up the road from you, a tad bit? And, of course, then you got all these other fools up there, Adam Schiff, Hollywood congressman. I mean, I know you're to the east of them, but, you know, when are you leaving, Kyle? Everybody wants to know. They're concerned about you. When are you leaving?
Well, I don't know. Maybe sooner than later. I don't know what's going on with Nancy Pelosi now, but yeah, when she's in the state, she's several hundred miles away, so that's okay with me for now.
Yeah. You're in flyover country, I guess, where you're at out there in the valley. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Marco Rubio first and a comment that he made after the two articles of impeachment went down in flames. This is what he said about how Nancy Pelosi embarrassed herself, the great understatement of the day.
Senator, what's your reaction of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech?
She embarrassed herself. But let me tell you something. I know the president didn't mention impeachment last night, but in so many ways he did. He spent the whole night talking about what he's done over the last 3 years. We did this, we did this, we did this. Look at all these great things that have happened. And in the meantime, the Democrats, look what they've been focused on. There were times last night where the president was talking about things like killing Soleimani, right? Or the unemployment rate for different groups in America. And they wouldn't stand for that stuff. They wouldn't even clap. There was a moment when ICE agent was up there. They didn't stand for him. And then what she did at the end, what does it tell you? How can an impeachment produced by House, led by someone like that, possibly be a valid or document that you can look at?
All right, well, let's talk about what she did at the end. She tore up a legal document, a congressional document, which Kevin McCarthy today made it, or yesterday, made it a point, the House Minority Leader, to go to the White House to have President Copy print off another copy of the speech and to sign it, seal it, and then McCarthy delivered it to the clerk of the House. Reason for that is because that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi was supposed to do. How can she? She tore up her copy.
Right, exactly right. And literally in a moment of rage or total just meltdown mode for Nancy Pelosi, she did something that was so far away from the civility and the professionalism that we expect of all of our elected officials.
Well, it gets better than that, because Congressman Matt Gaetz tonight on Laura Ingraham's show demanded, not requested, not asked for, demanded an ethics probe into Speaker Pelosi because she actually violated House rules by ripping up that speech.
Well, sure. Exactly.
Did you know that?
Well, I did, and she's done.
Okay, let me cite the reference here for people if they want to follow it. It's 18 U.S.C. 2071, subparagraph A and B. 18 U.S.C. 2071, subparagraphs A and B. Okay, keep going.
Well, that's right. And basically, if she mutilates or takes apart or rips up the documents in her possession, presumably those documents were to be delivered to the clerk for the congressional record.
They were supposed to be signed by her.
Yeah, and that's why the president delivers that copy. Now, you'll hear other people talking about the idea that, well, he didn't shake her hand. But if you watch the video playback, you'll see in many ways he sort of gave it to her, but wasn't lingering there, I think, long enough to see her extend her hand.
No, so he didn't even look at her.
Right, exactly.
He just turned around, stuck that thing in her hand, and never made eye contact into what I was looking at.
Exactly. And another thing, too, typically, the Speaker of the House will say, it is my privilege and high honor, those words to that effect, to introduce the President of the United States. She didn't say anything close to that at the State of the
Union. Well, I believe at the ripe old age of 79, she's finally starting to lose it, and the ginkgo biloba she's taking isn't working for it. And I think the Botox that she's taking is being shot in her head, not in her face.
Well, you know, Jonathan Turley has also now come out and said that she really ought to resign because of how she behaved.
Well, he's not the only one. He's just the most famous of the group that law professors that came out and said that.
Well, sure. And, of course, and I think it's very important that he would be quoted saying that because, of course, you know, he sat there at the congressional inquiry saying, you are the ones who are abusing your power.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break. And, folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to play more. There's about another minute of Marco Rubio, and he makes some real points that we're going to drive home tonight, because this isn't done. This isn't over with. Nadler said he wants to call John Bolton as a witness and keep right on trucking.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, you can't get rid of it, no matter what you take, you don't know what to do, you're taking narcotics, maybe you're taking, like I was, Mobic and Flexeril, which, by the way, has side effects, and you want to get off it, I've got something all natural that will work. All natural, and it will work for you. It'll help you with your arthritis, which is what I have. It'll help you with your back pain, which is something else I have. Neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, and just general pain. It will work. All you have to do is try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. It's $19.95. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, you'll see the little tutorial that's right there. It's a 2-minute video. Watch it. It'll tell you all about Relief Factor, what's in it, what it does. It's a very simple program to get on. You take 3 packets a day for the first week, and then after that you take it twice a day until you run out. And you'll know by the end of the second week, into the third week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work. You will know. And they tell me at Relief Factor that about 81% of the people that order it here on this program stay on it because it works. And again, I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months. It works for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got to say something because we lost a Florida trooper yesterday to something that was very, very, very senseless, and we still don't know all the particulars about it. Florida Highway Trooper, his name was Joseph Bullock, a 19-year veteran of the Florida Highway Patrol, had stopped to assist a disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound in Martin County when the vehicle driver got out and shot and killed the trooper. Now, The suspect was then shot and killed by a Riviera Beach police officer who happened to be driving by the scene. And we don't know the identity of the shooter. We do know the identity of the trooper, Trooper Joseph Bullock, and there was no need for that. He was a family man. He was a selfless member of the community. He had a lot of volunteer things that he did. He will be missed.
Yes, very much so, Captain. He was also an Air Force veteran, and he was described as being a trooper who went out and did his job professionally and quietly every day, and served his country, served his community, and just a very just incomprehensible act that was done to take his life.
Exactly, and say a prayer for him and his family and all of his teammates that he worked with. All right, well, I'm going to go back to Marco Rubio, because Marco Rubio had a couple of extra choice things to say here about the childish activities, and that's putting it mildly, of Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, folks, and I'll get to this in a minute because I got people chiming in going, what do you mean she broke the law? Can she be arrested? Can she be arrested? Well, these are the House rules that she broke. A little different story, but we'll explain what can happen. So here's Marco again.
She did it prayerfully. Yeah, this isn't a moment to celebrate.
What we are watching here, and I think people realize, is what's happened for a long time around here. Here are the rules, okay? You were a Republican. You had to try to impress the media so they would kind of say nice things about you. If you became the Republican nominee, they would shred you. They would call you all types of horrible things. They called Mitt Romney those things. They called McCain those things. But then you come up here. Again, they want you to humor them. You go to all their little fancy parties that they do in this town, and they still continue to shred you. Then you elect the president who's not from here, and decides, I'm not playing this hypocritical game. Right. And they can't stand it because they're supposed to be the gatekeepers that decide who gets to run for president, who doesn't, what are the what are the guardrails that you're allowed to operate in. He just doesn't care about any of that stuff.
Right.
And neither do Americans.
Right. The cover of the New York Post this morning says, shame of the union, tour loser. When she stood up behind the president and ripped that in half, as she did, that essentially was the list of things that will get done this year in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, no, but again, I think it was a graphic example of what we're dealing with here, okay? These are not policy differences. These are not policy differences. These are people that never accepted the results of 2016, who believe that they have their rightful places to run this country. They abhor the president personally. They do. They hate him. And there's no doubt about it. And you saw evidence last night. And they don't want to talk about the things that Americans care about. They want to talk about the things on their, you know, that they, these other things that they
Leslie.
Yeah, they would rather help illegals in California that shouldn't be here to begin with, rather than helping American citizens that need help.
Well, certainly. And honestly, Captain, they really want the power. They weren't going to stand and applaud for, you know, the lowest unemployment in 50 years or especially low unemployment among of the African-American community or in the Latino community.
Well, to begin with, Kyle, they did not get up for that general, the Tuskegee Airmen. It took them a while to stand up to applaud him. It took them a while. They did not just jump right to their feet when he was announced. He was a hero. The guy was a hero.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, because they don't want to be perceived as supporting anything that could ever reflect well on the president. And that's the reason, Captain, is that they want the power. And they don't want to have things go well such that they're not going to win elections. And the only way they really can win elections, obviously, is saying the things that they say, calling people a racist, all of these kinds of things. But, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, that Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech, if it was reversed, if she was a Republican speaker.
Oh, they would have already been filed charges against her.
Exactly.
And by the way, there would be an ethics violation. But I need to read this because here is what Nancy Pelosi violated. These are House rules. 18 USC, that stands for United States Congress, rule number 2071, subparagraph A and B. Here's paragraph A. Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with any attempt to do so, takes or carries any record away, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or any other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or any officer of the clerk of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 3 years or both. Now here's subparagraph B, and she violated both of these. Second one is, whoever having the custody of any such record proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully or unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both and shall forfeit his office or his or her office and be disqualified from holding any other office under the United States. As used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the Armed Forces of the United States. Now, think about that second part. She can be removed from office using that rule if they can get enough votes to do it.
Well, right. And really, at the heart of the matter, Captain, why those rules even exist is because there has to be this thing called decorum and professionalism as they conduct the business of our nation. And Nancy Pelosi tore that up. She didn't just tear up the Brigadier General. She didn't just tear up the little girl who got the scholarship and so on, or the low unemployment.
She laughed about that.
She sat there and laughed. Yeah, that's right.
And shook her head.
Yeah, but she's tearing up the very fabric of why we have a civil government. And otherwise, what does she expect? Are we supposed to now devolve into just throwing punches in the House of Representatives?
Yeah. Now let's change gears a little bit. We're now up to 92% of the vote counted in Iowa. We have, with the 92%, we have, 26.5% for Buttigieg, 25.6%, that's 0.9% back, Bernie Sanders, and I believe the number of votes difference is 19. All right, let's take a call and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Hannah from Palm Harbor.
Hi, Hannah.
I just wanted to say that what you just read out, those are not congressional rules. Those are federal laws.
Well, USC is United States Congress. That's a United
States. No, United States Code.
Oh, really?
Federal
All right,
law.
Because I was it was sent to me by a listener, and when I looked at it, it said these are the rules in the Congress.
No, U.S. That's for U.S. Code. Those are federal laws that you broke.
Well, that's even more stringent. But Matt Gaetz is going to.
Incredibly serious.
Yeah.
That's like stealing or destroying government property.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz is going to file an ethics charge against her, citing these laws. Or this law, sorry.
But he needs to file a charge against her through our wonderful FBI or DOJ.
Well, we'll see what happens. But thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'm glad that she straightened that out because I was sent that, and it was the way it was sent to me. It wasn't an attorney that sent it to me, and I'm not an attorney. It was a code in the Congress. But a United States federal law, that's even more stringent.
Well, exactly right. But even so, the very act of doing that was such a provocative act of rage, the uncontrolled, that it was just a horrible mark.
She didn't look rage to me, Kyle, and hold on, here comes the music. She looked like she was looking at each camera. There were four cameras pointed at her, and she kept moving towards each different camera, looking in that direction as she tore the papers up. So I don't know. I think it was pretty much intentional on her part. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a lot more to talk about. Again, Iowa, when are you going to get that vote certified? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit President Trump on both of the articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. Chief Justice John Roberts.
It is therefore
ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
The vote was on party lines, except for Republican Mitt Romney, who voted to convict on abuse of power.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
86% of the precincts have reported from Monday's Iowa caucus. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly ahead of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden a distant third and fourth. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who happens to be hanging on my phone line right now. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. Now, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can put in your zip code, and you will get two things. You'll get a question as to how can we help you, and there'll be a little answer, question and answer thing back and forth. That's number one. And then number two, you will also be able to get the name and phone number and address of the agent closest to you for them to take care of it as well. So, here we go. If you want a quote on your car insurance, your truck insurance, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, or if you want a quote on homeowners or renters insurance too, go and get it done. Because if you bundle your car insurance with your homeowner's insurance, you will get a lower rate. So there you go. Now, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warren. And Kyle, I want to talk about Mitt Romney, but I also want to thank Hannah for calling in and telling us about that, because I won't mention the name of the person who gave me that and said, well, look, here's a congressional law. Look, look, look. But it's federal law. Now, again, you got to wonder if they're immune from that when they're in in the chambers of the House and the Senate, because we've heard a lot of things to that effect, haven't we?
That's right.
All right. Now, Mitt Romney voted against the president, Article Number 1 of the impeachment proceedings, and then he voted for the president in Article Number 2 to acquit. And we heard him come on and talk about, well, it was my deep religious commitment and this, that, and the other. I had to vote the way my religion sent me this, that, and the other. But there's more to the story, and this might be the story. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, we were able to find, of course, I think we even talked about late last year, that a top Romney advisor had worked alongside Hunter Biden on the Burisma Ukrainian Energy Company.
Yep.
His name is Joseph Kofor Black, but goes publicly by the name Kofor Black, and was on Burisma's board of directors when Hunter Biden was also on that board. And so I recall that there was a connection back then. But one has to wonder. I mean, Romney decided to vote guilty on one of the charges, but not guilty on the other charge.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are really just scratching their heads. But, you know, Captain, sometimes I've been wondering about this all day, in the sense that either Romney, either he's still mad at Trump, that kind of thing, or he believed Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. I think both of those options are really bad. I mean, no matter how you slice it, this comes up peanuts for Romney. It's bad.
Well, I want to say good morning to LJ, because LJ brings up an interesting point through the chat room. She says, how many times did we hear the Dems say that no one is above the law during the impeachment hearing and trial? Nancy Pelosi better be real nervous about this violation of the law that she did, because it is a clear and definitive and most easily to prove thing that she did by tearing up the president's speech. You cannot do that. It is a violation of federal law. And again, just looking at the subparagraph B of this, and again, I'll read this for anybody that wants to follow it, because I think Hannah did. 18 U.S.C. 271, subparagraphs A and B. In subparagraph B, it says specifically, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his or her office to be disqualified from holding any other office under the United States. As used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by a person as a retired officer of the Armed Forces of the United States. So she, and Jonathan Turley is absolutely right, she should resign immediately. She violated federal law.
Well, at the very least, she has just put a real stain on the speakership as a result of this. And also, Captain, you know, as she was asked about this, as she was walking out of the speech yesterday at the conclusion, she was asked, "Why did you tear up the speech?" And she said, essentially, that was the best option, or that was the courteous thing to do, I should say. She said it was the courteous thing to do, given all the other options, basically. And what would that be? Was she going to come across the table and attack President Trump? I mean, this is also stupid. And she's showing this kind of thing to people out there and sort of making it okay.
But again, going back to Mitt Romney, because we've got people asking some questions here about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney did have a connection to Burisma. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there for what it's worth, and I'm just going to put it out there. What if the Democrats came to Romney and said, hey, we know about your guy, Joseph Kofor
Black.
We know about him. We know about what he did. We know he's your top-level advisor and you're there with your staff and your campaign. We're going to spill the beans, and it's going to bring you in. And we're going to include you in on it. What if they did something like that, which wouldn't surprise me the least little bit?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, I think we all hope not. But here's the thing. In this political environment in which we live, and the very lengths that Schiff and Nadler and the rest of them all went and going so far as to you know, say the senators were part of a cover up. My goodness, Senator Warren even had that question, which essentially questioned the integrity of the Chief Justice.
Now, I want to talk about Rush Limbaugh, because I don't for the life of me understand why these people are going after Rush Limbaugh, the mainstream media, and some of the people on the left and AOC and all that, because do they not realize how many millions of dollars over the years Rush Limbaugh has raised for all kinds of charities out there, some of whom that they probably support themselves?
Well, I think, yeah, it's in the tens of millions of dollars, I know, for cancer research, because he has other connections of people that had cancer close to him and so forth. He has been doing that, and he's been raising money every year on his radio program for many, many years, and you're right. But, of course, they go after Rush. Again, not because Rush the person per se, although he gets the brunt of it, but it's because the people that listen to Rush or appreciate what he says or are able to see through the lies and all the stuff from the far left. They can't stand that. And so they'll attack and vilify and do whatever they can and show no compassion at all when he was there at the speech last night. No compassion at all. The guy's got cancer. Oh my goodness. Can we wish him well? Is that too hard for the Democrats to do?
Now, the people that are listening to me probably are aware of the fact that we just broke three different news stories pertaining to Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, and also what we just talked about there just a second ago about Rush Limbaugh and smearing him for all the wrong reasons. And you wonder where the mainstream media is.
Well, the mainstream media is interested in seeing what's going to be coming next, because remember after the Mueller report, that was a fizzle, but then suddenly we had the whistleblower, courtesy of Adam Schiff and company, and they thought, okay, we're off and running with that. So the mainstream media is happy to the far left, those of the far left in the media, they're more than happy to let these things just sort of take off, and because they think something else.
And before I have to let you go, because we're running out of time, Laura Ingraham last night suggested the fact that she may, in fact, move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney in 4 years when he's up for re-election.
Well, she would give a run for his money. That's for sure.
Well, we heard a rumor, by the way, that she was going to perhaps run for the Senate in Virginia at one time. Remember that?
Oh yeah, right. Right. Well, and again, I think what she's expressing, the outrage that so many people are feeling, and this just a discombobulation of, you know, what is going on here. You have to understand, the Democrats are fighting for all the marbles.
All right. By the way, Senator Chuck Grassley yesterday said the investigation of Hunter Biden began.
Well, exactly.
And the House is also going to be looking into Hunter Biden. So this is all starting in right now. And we'll see where it goes. And by the way, remember, the Attorney General, William Barr, added another U.S. attorney into the mix to open another investigation, because there's so many different things they're looking at and different possibilities of things that people did. Tell us how to hear your show, please.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. We appreciate you listening to us. But I'm telling you, in those first three segments, nobody else is going to tell you what we just told you. Again, tomorrow's news tonight. We'll see how long it takes for Fox to get on top of this. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease.
and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
That's ZZ Top, a little taking you back a number of years, way back. That's Tube Snake Boogie. That's way back when ZZ Top first came on the scene there. So this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, especially those pilots, those travel centers. They are pretty doggone good. Well, here we go. That winter storm I've been telling you about is going to shift north along the spine of the Appalachians through Thursday and into Friday up into the northeast while rapidly strengthening. Now, heavy snow and ice is expected north and west of the storm track. South of the storm, severe thunderstorms will again bring a risk of damaging winds and isolated tornadoes in the southeast, while heavy rainfall poses a risk for flooding along the east coast. Now, we've got some severe weather to report and some warnings tonight in the southeast. We've also got more snow coming across out of the Rockies, or, well, out of the Cascades, out of the Pacific Northwest into the Rockies right now. So there's something for everybody tonight in the weather. All right, let's start out in the southeast. We've got tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings for the southeastern part of Mississippi down to the Gulf Coast up towards Jackson. And over to the east, we do have tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings right now in effect right there along the southwest central part of Alabama. Alabama, about one-third of the western part of the state, you're under severe storm warnings right now, too, through that area. In addition, you've got heavy rain right now from about Mobile, Pensacola, over towards Milton, all the way up, let's see, it goes, it misses Valdosta right now, but all the way up through the northern and central part of Georgia, and then it goes through the western half of South Carolina. The western half, I-95 is kind of the line of North Carolina over to the Tennessee line. And then you've got some mixed weather over there. We'll get to that in a minute. Then you've got rain across most of Virginia, rain going up the East Coast right now, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. However, in the mountains of Kentucky, the mountains of Tennessee, up into the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland, you've got some snow coming down right now. Now, right now it's just a general snow, but that's all subject to change with this developing system that is strengthening as we speak. And then moving over into Missouri, coming out of Oklahoma on I-44, you're going to have snow just about all the way to St. Louis. All right, so there you go on I-44. In the meantime, Branson, Missouri, you've got snow there. You've got snow up towards Iowa. You've got some snow across the southern half of Iowa. The upper part of Illinois right now, central part of Illinois as well, down towards Effingham, you've got snow and snow flurries there. You've got snow across southern Michigan, I-94, all the way to Detroit. You've got snow across about half of Indiana tonight. You've got snow across the northern part, I-80, I-90 of Ohio. If you're on I-80, if you're on I-81, coming out of West Virginia all the way to upstate New York, you're going to have snow. You're going to have snow all the way across all of New York, north of New York City, about Poughkeepsie, all the way up into the Lake George area. And then the northern part of New York tonight, Messina, Ogdensburg, northern part of Lake George, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, most of Maine is under a winter storm warning tonight for heavy snow and a lot of just plain old miserable weather there for the next day, the next 24 hours for sure. So keep that in mind. Now let's move to the west. Let's go out into Washington State. We're up in Seattle tonight. You've got rain west of I-5, west of Seattle, over there by Bremerton, over by the Navy base. Up to the east, you've got a mixture of what looks like sleet, freezing rain, ice right now because of the temperature and what's going on. That may change to all snow. We'll see. And then down south of there in the mountains at the moment, you've got rain, but that's also possible to change to snow. You do have some snow in the Cascades. You've got a winter storm warning up on Cabbage tonight. So if you're coming along I-84, out of Boise going west, be advised you may have to throw the chains on to go down Cabbage going down into Pendleton. And then over Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, south of there, all the way down towards Boise, you have a winter storm warning with a general snow along I-84 west of Boise. To the east of Idaho, over in Wyoming tonight, winter storm warning. Northwest Wyoming and western Wyoming, and snow on and off all the way across to the Nebraska line. Also in Utah tonight, you've got snow along I-80 from Nevada, about Battle Mountain, all the way from Battle Mountain all the way to Salt Lake City, all the way to the Wyoming line. And then around Salt Lake City, you've got snow in the area there. You've also got Montana, a winter storm warning for the southwestern part of Montana, moving up towards Billings and Helena. You've got snow across the other half of Montana tonight, just a general snow going across over towards South Dakota. Snow in the Rapid City, South Dakota area right now. You've got freeze warning in effect for what looks like Nogales, Arizona, on up towards Tucson right now. You've got some high wind warnings tonight with some unsettled weather conditions for the southeastern corner of New Mexico as well as all of West Texas. I-20 and along towards Fort Stockton down below on I-10. The San Antonio-Austin area north towards the Metroplex of Dallas. You've got some high wind warnings there tonight, and that's what things are looking like in general. With another storm, you ready for this, guys? Another storm coming into the northwest. It'll be, looks like in the next day or two, you'll be feeling the effects of it again in the Seattle area. So there you go. But winter is here, and it's just not stopping. So it's one of those days, and especially in the northeast, you're going to have a real adventure in some areas of the northeast today and tonight and tomorrow. So there you go. But keep all that in mind. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J closest to you. Remember, those pilots, you go into the pilots now, you're apt to find an Arby's or a McDonald's, or you could find a Wendy's there, pretty good eating when it comes to that. Could be a Chester's Chicken Place, could be a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, could also be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell. Might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts there, too, with their complete menu. And they've got an interesting menu now where you can actually get some food instead of just getting donuts. How about that? And, of course, the Flying J truck stops for their sit-down Denny's and Huddle House and most Southwest Grill restaurants, too. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You can be just like Nelson up there in Jasper. He stops by and gets his free cup of coffee. I don't know if he's got the mug or not, but if you get the coffee mug, to go along with that, they charge you a refill instead of charging you, you know, full price for the whatever. There you go. All right, we'll be back with more. And again, good morning to everybody in the chat room. And good morning to Al again. He's telling us something about Nancy and whatever. Bottom line with Nancy, Al, is she violated federal law. Will they do anything about it? Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Again, remember, no one is above the law. That's all we heard from Schiff, Nadler, and Nancy. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.